What Russia seeks to do is their vision is they want to have a world where there are spheres of influence. So they recognize that the Western Hemisphere is mostly an American sphere of influence. They're perfectly happy with East Asia being a Chinese-dominated sphere of influence. And they feel that the Eurasia continent, to include everything that was part of the former Soviet Union and Soviet Pact, is a Russian sphere of influence. So they want to reestablish that sort of along Cold War lines. And they view Africa as the only place that's really kind of up for grabs. So they see themselves as being able to leverage first off their veto in the UN, and then providing working with African countries, most of which have serious issues with corruption. They're able to use levers that are not available to politicians in true, open, accountable democracies in order to leverage these international institutions. The benefit of this from a Russian perspective is that people in the West and indeed around the world tend to view these multinational institutions as more virtuous than national institutions. So this is a way to enhance Russian prestige. The US and the other democracies are at a disadvantage because, quite frankly, we can't give these countries stuff. And more importantly, we can't give corrupt leaders of many of these countries stuff the way the Russians can. We can't do it on the time scale. We can't do it in many instances just because what the leaders want is illegal, but the Russians can. So this is going to require a sustained involvement. And quite frankly, the Western engagement with Africa has been intermittent. I think we need to think about that and have a sustained presence on our terms, not just building whatever the ruler of the day wants, but it really does require a commitment to African development, and that has not been sustained or long term.
In what's considered by many experts an existential challenge to Africa, Russian disinformation operations across West Africa have led to an unprecedented rise in popular support for Russia, citizen demands for Russian interventions, and in some cases, new military partnerships between African countries and Russia. What's your take on that?
This again requires us to have people more involved in the media. People, who call it out from the start. I mean, look, Russian disinformation in Africa has been going on for three generations. And there are a lot of things that Russia, has put out there. They have an established playbook. They have a global footprint. So, they'll get something published in an Indian newspaper and then trot that around, different African countries. And a lot of these things are persistent, like AIDS was invented in a laboratory in the United States, or allegations of organ harvesting of orphans, things like this. We have kind of seeded. We don't really have people who push back aggressively against this because we tend to regard these things as ridiculous, or we just have an almost naive confidence that truth will eventually out itself. But what we really need to do is revitalize an agency we used to have, the U.S. Information Services, and consciously recognize that we're in a conflict here for influence, that the intellectual sphere is a domain of global power competition, and that we've kind of left it unaddressed. I don't know if that will happen, though, in the short term, given that we're obsessed with other more near-term issues.